You're listening to the Just One Outdoors Podcast.
Welcome back to the Just One Outdoors Podcast. We are... Actually, I'm just going to say this now. I apologize for the audio quality. If it bothers you, so what? We are literally driving back from someone's first deer hunt. Or not first deer hunt. First successful deer hunt.
Yes.
First successful deer hunt. So, little backstory. I started going to church at a church called Connect Church and reconnected with a guy from college. Had no idea he'd ever want to hunt. And I don't even know how we got on the topic. But Vinny joins the podcast today. And, dude, you got your first deer today.
Yeah.
First, a buck.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It feels pretty amazing, pretty unreal. Can't wait to eat it. Thank you guys again for taking me out. It was awesome.
We're driving down the highway right now. We've got people taking pictures of the deer in the back of the Jeep, which is pretty cool.
Just held up her cigarette and phone and balanced it on her steering wheel to take a picture.
You're in the Midwest wind. nothing like a cigarette at 10 in the morning. And anyway, so we're on the way back, and Austin, I think, said before we hopped on here, but this was like one of the most eventful hunts we've had of the year so far.
Dude, it was nonstop action. So
yeah.
We got in, and Cam and I don't even know if you knew, Vinny, but Cam and I both kept going, there's something behind us. There's something behind us. And that's when the fox jumped out.
Yeah.
And I had a fox probably 3 feet from me, and I had to, like, yell at it right before the sunrise.
And change his pants.
And he probably scared away another, like, $4 that were on
right.
The border.
But then from there, I mean, Cam was the first to say deer behind us, and a couple does came in, and then a real nice buck, the biggest buck I've seen down there.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the biggest bucks I've seen in Southwest Missouri.
I was going to say, one of the biggest bucks I've seen in person, probably.
Yeah. Like, I turn around, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord. I thought it was like a horse behind us, honestly, dude. Thing was a tank, but it was probably, I'd say, what, 10 steps from getting shot?
10 steps. It was 5 yards. And if Vinny was right-handed, it's probably getting shot.
Yeah. And I'll take a little bit of the blame for not remembering that, because I think that would have made a difference on how we set up and probably could have got a shot. But, you know, things happen. That's hunting. And ended up deciding to follow this buck because it was kind of like a soft spook. Like, it knew something was up, but did not, like, get super scared. He was just like, something's not right, I'm getting out of here. So we followed it and sat down, and again, more action. A doe came by.
We had like two or three more does.
Ones behind.
Well, and the one that came in front of us, we hadn't been sitting there for 5 minutes before it showed up. Like, you know, this place is awesome because deer just seem to come out of the woodwork. They just come out of nowhere, and then they're right on top of you. Even if you, like, we moved, I don't even know how far, making a decent amount of noise, sit down, and then before we know it, here comes another doe.
Yeah.
And she was smart. She saw us, and she ended up kind of rerouting and going all the way down by the water. I had no, like, we saw probably 5 or 6 does all morning, and I didn't have a clear shot at one.
Which
turned out to be a blessing.
Yeah, it turned out to be a huge blessing. But one thing I want to note just before we get into all that, because we'll be talking about that for a while, is, and Cam was actually the one that said this, all the deer we saw today were determined to get past where we were.
Yeah.
And the area we were, it was a thin section of woods. So they really only had one clear way to move back and forth in these woods. But every deer ended up passing us except the buck. The big buck turned and got out of there. Every other deer was determined to get past, which I was kind of just odd.
Yeah, I mean, for how big he is, he's definitely smart. And, you know, you hear people talk about certain deer being smarter than other deer, but, I mean, it kind of proved to be true today. Like, we didn't get a shot at any of those other deer that passed by us, but he got to us, knew something was a little fishy, and just turned and was like, nope, I'm not even messing with this. I'm going back the other way.
Yep. Yeah. Which you did on those first two deer that came by. You were standing ready to shoot at these deer, and it just, the way the ground was and everything, like, you had the tree that came up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's too risky of a shot on that deer.
Yeah. Well, the first time when I picked up my crossbow, I bumped the tree, and that's why the deer ran away, and I looked up and I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
And then, so fast forward past all that, past all the does, we decided we were in one place, we were pretty exposed, and we were kind of sitting on their trail. So we decided to bump down just a hair, and we had to be sitting there for maybe 15 minutes, and I turn around over my left shoulder, and we'd been hearing stuff, and it just kept being squirrels. Like squirrels, you had seen some deer down by kind of the rocks that were just to our east.
Yeah.
But other than that, there weren't deer behind us. It was a bunch of squirrels. And then I just happened to hear what I thought was another squirrel, and I turn, and it's just buck heading towards us. And like, it came in so quick. Like Cam was saying, they come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Came in so quick that we barely had time to get, like, set. We had the camera ready, but we couldn't get it rolling. That's how fast it came in.
Yeah.
I'm interested, Vinny, what was your kind of initial thought when you saw it coming in?
So, I looked over my shoulder, and I saw it, and I saw the antlers. I really wanted a buck. I would have been happy with a doe, but I really wanted a buck. And I saw it walking, and we're all whispering, and they're, I mean, it's my, gonna be my first attempt at a deer, and so I have no idea what to do. And I was just more focused on making sure I didn't have my crossbow on safety, because that would have been awkward. the buck starts walking around the trees, and Austin loses sight of him. Because
you're like, he's throw behind me the under trees. The bus on my own podcast.
And
this dude.
And I see the buck kind of poke out, and the buck's looking at us, and Austin, and I'm like, all right, like, I'm like kind of asking Austin, like, all right, like, what's my line of sight? Like, where do I want to, like, try to get him? And Austin puts up his hand just as the buck is, like, sitting there staring at us. And he goes, he's like whispering, he's like, over there. And so I look at him, I'm like, don't move. And so he's just standing, like, super still with his hand up. And I see his face, he's like, has this, like, just, not, I don't even know, like, just mortified, like, oh my gosh.
I was like, I just did that.
Just ruined it.
I just ruined his shot.
And we are all, and I'm holding my crossbow, like, up, but I'm not aimed yet, and I'm still sitting, and I'm a lefty, so it's, like, an awkward position. And we're just, it's like, still. And then the buck, like, turns its head. And
I also have to say, like, when I raised my hand, I was just so horrified because I felt like the first buck, I kind of screwed you over because it was like, I should have known he was left, like, left-handed and should have sat him differently, because if I sat you differently, we probably could have got a shot at that one.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I've just screwed up the two bucks that we see today. And I was horrified at that, in that moment.
But, so the buck keeps walking, and he, like, turns his head, so then I have a chance to, like, stand up and get ready. And he stops, and, like, as I'm looking into the crossbow, I'm like aimed like right at the tree he's standing behind. So I'm like, oh shoot, like I don't know if I have a shot. And so I just like barely like standing, lean over to the left, and I just lined it up, and it was like time stood still for like a moment. I felt like I could have like pressed pause and walked over to the buck and like said hi to him. But like time like kind of paused, and I took the shot, and I like didn't even know if I hit him or not. And I take the shot, and the buck runs, and I'm like sitting, and I like for a moment I'm like, did I get him? And I just see the guys just have the biggest like smile on their face. They're looking at me like, "You got him! You got him! Let's go!" And I was like, "I got him! I got him!" And I mean, that buck went maybe 25, 30 yards and just dropped.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, I'm sitting there the whole time. So Austin's like, "Oh, buck right here! Buck right here!" And I was closest to the buck, so I just had to sit there. I couldn't turn or anything because I didn't have any cover over my shoulder. So, like, I'm just, I mean, like you said, press pause. I was just, like, in pause, basically. Like, I had no idea what was going on. But when you shot, like, I think Austin and I both knew that you hit it. And he kind of ran into a clearing, and he was hunkered down. Like, you knew he was hit. And he hits, like, some trees and just does a front flip. And it was, like, the most awesome thing to see ever.
Yeah. Dude, so I have to give you props for the shot. Like, not gonna lie, I didn't know. One, I didn't know if you would take the shot because I saw you stand up and aim, and then I saw your body just shift, and I'm like, oh, he was right at that tree. And you literally threaded the needle through two trees to get there. And if I'm honest, I thought you were going to hit the tree, not the first tree, but the second tree. Just because that's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, even when I have my bow drawn back and I, like, move, it's something I've had to practice. You can ask Cam how many times I've smacked trees because of that. So just for you to be able to do that, I was very impressed. And then the placement of the shot could not have been any better. It was a pretty hard cornering away. And you literally hit just above the gut area and put it through there and came out the front shoulder, just completely severing the heart.
Yeah.
And that's what made that buck just drop right there.
Yeah.
Like, that was the coolest thing. Because Cam and I have been talking, like, we shared on the podcast, you know, we wanted to see deer go down this year. And by far, this deer had to have been the closest one to us that went down. I mean, it went down, what, maybe 40 yards from us? Maybe?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that far.
Like, and, you know, as soon as it hit that and did the flip, dude, I looked at just both of you. I was like, dude, that's a dead deer. That is a for sure dead deer.
Yeah, and I was laughing because I know, like, when after our first hunt, you were kind of talking about, all right, if it hits here, you probably got to wait this long. If it hits here, you got to wait this long. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, how long do we have to wait until this deer's dead? And you guys look at me like barely 2 minutes after I shot it. And you're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah. We knew without a doubt that the deer was done. Obviously, we gave it some time just for the freak case of whatever could happen because, you know, wild animals are crazy. But
that
was that deer. As soon as it hit that thing, front flipped, it tried to get up again and then just went right back down. I was like, boom, it's over.
Yeah.
We could have got up right then and there and walked up to it.
And honestly, it kind of worked out well, like the timing of everything, because then we had a chance to run into those people and they saved us a ton of work not having to drag it all the way out. They let us go through their yard, which was huge.
Yeah. Shout out to the wonderful, wonderful people of Missouri.
But I just can't believe. So, little backstory. Have you been on the podcast? I didn't know if we recorded one after our hunt or not. or after a couple hunts, I've taken Vinny. Cam's been, you've been there both times, right?
I was there the first time.
The first time. The first time at Keith's.
Yeah.
So we went to some conservation area, and we did not see a thing, and I felt terrible. And then we came down to some more public land and didn't see a thing until
the very end.
The very end, and we tried to make a play on them. It didn't work out. So it's been a little, it's been a little bit of work to kind of, and that was all last season.
Yeah.
So last season closes, this season opens up. And I remember telling you last season, like, October. Yeah. October's when we need to hit it. And dude, I am pumped for you to just, oh my gosh. I told the guys earlier, it honestly felt like I went back and this was my first archery kill, because I was so just ecstatic and just like that feeling. It's hard to describe that feeling of your first, especially your first one. But I mean, I still get it for every deer I kill. But there's something about the first that's just like,
it was exhilarating.
Wow. How was the adrenaline after the shot?
Yeah.
Dude, you almost like, you take it, like while I was aiming, I was kind of shaky. And once I shot it, once I pulled the trigger, I don't even know. Like, for me, it was like almost like calming. Like, I just like took a breath. And then once I saw it like drop, I was like, oh no, once you guys told me like, oh, you got it. And then I was like, you get all this excitement.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not going to lie, I've never touched a dead deer before. So that was kind of freaky for me. I grew up in the city, so I'm a city boy. Not used to this, but I mean, it was awesome. I mean, part like excited, but like just like a weird calmness.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
How's the adrenaline for you?
Now or today?
Both.
So today I was fine. I tend to do better when
Cam did not care.
Dude,
no,
I was going crazy, but I do a lot worse when I see deer far off coming than situations like that where it's very fast paced. So I was okay today, but remembering back to my first deer, I don't remember really being shaky before. I was a little bit after, but after that first one, it got way worse. Just because I, like, knew what was going on. And, like, you don't really know what it's going to feel like. Like, you have an idea of what it's going to feel like, but you don't really know until you do it. And then after you get that feeling, you're just like, yeah, I want to experience that again.
Yeah.
It really is a high.
And, like, it didn't even really even hit me until, like, I grabbed his hoof. That I like, took this thing's life. You know, it's like once I, like, even when I, like, touched the antler, I first picked up its head, it was like, whatever. But once I, like, grabbed his leg, I was like, I just killed this thing.
Yeah, it was like, funny. Yeah, it was funny when we walked up to it, because you were just standing looking at it. You were, like, getting hyped up and kind of going crazy, but you weren't touching it. And I was like, go grab it.
Yeah, I know. You guys, like, be the first person to touch this thing. And I'm like, dude, this is weird.
Isn't that, like, a weird thing to think about, though? Like, you're the first human that's ever touched that animal.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was one thing in, like, the elk video that... My favorite part of the elk video that we made was when I walked up to that elk and got to touch it, fully knowing that this elk honestly could have lived its whole life and never seen a human.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so cool. Like, you're the first person to ever lay hands on it. And, like, that feeling of, like, I killed this is kind of like this. It's so hard to describe it, because it's like, I just killed it, but also you're a little bit sad.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're like, I just took this thing's life, but at the same time, I just provided food.
But the way it dropped, though, like, there was no guilt. I didn't feel any guilt, because it went down so fast.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he probably didn't even know what hit him.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so. He had no idea what happened and was dead so quick.
Yeah. So that's comforting.
That's, like, if you talk to any hunter, that's your shot is the goal.
Yeah.
To have the animal just drop so quick and expire is the goal, but sometimes that doesn't happen. I remember last year with my velvet buck, that did not happen.
Yeah.
And dude, I've never been depressed. I was full on depressed.
Just got a thumbs up.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, as we drive, if we were on two lane roads, you'd literally have people speed up just to give you thumbs up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, were you going to say something?
No, I mean, I was just, I have one friend in particular who, when he went hunting when he was young, he had a particular horror story about the deer going down. Mm-hmm. And after he told, that was right before we went hunting, and I was like, man, I really hope I don't do that. And it was like, when he shot the deer, he shot it with a rifle, and he ended up paralyzing the deer. He didn't kill it. Mm-hmm. And so they had to go up to the deer, and it was still alive, and it was like waving its head around, and I'm like, dude, that's brutal, man. So I'm super glad with how I took the deer down. And
so I'm curious, you went a couple times before, didn't have any luck. Now you've had some luck. Has your perspective on it changed at all?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously it's a lot of fun to come home with a prize. But honestly, the first two times that I went out and didn't see anything, and honestly, I didn't see it as like a loss or a waste. Just because personally, like, my life is so go, 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 and it's busy. And I was telling you guys, like, I have, like, last Sunday was the first like full day off I had in a month, and so my life has just been super busy, which a good busy overall. But it's nice to just be out in nature, just to sit down, to hear the animals, and to just like almost see time pass by slowly.
Yeah.
So I like, even when we didn't see something, I wasn't bored. Or anything like that. It was super relaxing. And today it was nice. The weather was perfect. Oh my gosh. Nice and cool, but it wasn't cold. But it was fun today to see a lot of action. And I'm glad we came away with a nice little prize. Excited to eat it.
Dude, we can, for lunch, we can cook up some backstrap. Straight from it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I would gladly do that.
I gotta go pick up some hardcore carnivore camo seasoning first.
There we go. Dude, I am so happy and honestly so proud of you for like sticking with it, because there are a lot of guys, and it may just be us who have hunted for a while, that we go those days of not seeing anything and get discouraged and are like, okay, this sucks. But you, like, you literally had pretty much two of those days where it was like we didn't see a thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just sitting in the world in the woods and, you know, maybe seeing a squirrel, maybe. Yeah. And you just stuck with it, and now you've got something to show for it. And dude, three hunts in and killing a buck like this, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that thing was heavy.
Oh my gosh. I told the property owner of the people we cut through, I was like, yeah, he shot it, and I was so happy, and then I was so sad thinking
we
are so far away from the Jeep. Like, because this place we go, usually when we kill them, it's like a 100-yard drag out. But this year, for some reason,
I would have been way been longer like than 100.
Half mile minimum.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Let's do a quick around our campfire. So around our campfire is, we're sitting around a campfire, sharing advice, stories, anything you want. What would be kind of your last around our campfire for today?
Just enjoy it. Take deep breaths. Enjoy nature. If you come across a lot of action, great. But it's just good to be out in God's creation and hearing the animals and just sitting in your thoughts. So Is that what works, dude.
Perfect. I'm not even I'm not even gonna try to top that. I think we just wrap it up. Cam, you wanna close us out?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been an awesome season so far. New people getting in the woods. We've got lots of antlers on the ground already. Rifle season's coming up here in a couple weeks, and we're gonna try and put some more on the ground. So thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Don't give up. All it takes is just one.